Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the host, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Boom. Ramadan Mubarak. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show of Health and Youth. I just want to make sure that my microphone is acting okay. Abdul Shaheed, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you fine. Excellent.
Okay.
Salam alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
Okay. I just want to welcome you all to The Science of Helping You. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for your night show. And our guest host, as usual, on Tuesday, we have Abdul Shaheed from the School of Symptometry in Atlanta, Georgia. So we just want to open up with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of all systems of knowledge. Most gracious, most merciful, master of this day of judgment in which we now live. Thee alone do we worship and not any seek. Show us the straight path, the path of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, not of those whose portions are wrath, nor of those who go astray. Once again, I greet you in the greeting of peace, in the peace that only God can provide to you. That's As-salamu alaykum. We're on our Ramadan schedule. For those of you who don't know, we're on today from 4 to 5, and we're going to kind of stick for the hour or so and kind of open the lines up for questions and answers. But one of the most important things we're going to talk about is, since we're all going through something, whether we're Muslim, you are Christian, we have the Lent celebration taking place right now, we have Passover on its way, and we have Ramadan. What a great time of fasting for most of us. And at that time, you know, we're all supposed to fast from all different types of things. Food that's not good for us, spiritual information that's not good for us, music, looking at television. The sacrifice that's going to be made during this time of month is kind of a great sacrifice. Gets us back to a state that God wants us to get back to. So this reset method that we call fasting, we want to make sure we put some pure things in our bodies. What good does it do us to fast and then turn around and eat something that's not good for you or something that's causing you harm or damage? The purpose is to get your body back acclimated to the fitra, as we call it as Muslims, and to the natural way and natural pattern that others call in their religious doctrine. So we want to make sure that we provide you with some information that's functional. We have the form, but do we have the functionality to function as human beings? Are we in optimal health? Are we doing things trying to get back to that natural place that we're supposed to be, that we get hung up on every single day? Coming from the world that we live in, all this unnaturalness and all the things that we know are not good for us, we tend to want to taste good food. We don't want to eat good food. I know it sounds like a weird statement to make, but we're eating based on what we taste all of our lives. You know, you can call it abstract or however you want to call it, but the bottom line is we're not eating healthy. And it's kind of obvious to all of us that if you look in the world today, you notice that there's nothing healthy taking place in our food industry, in our medical industry, in our information industry. There's nothing normal taking place. So we don't want to waste a whole lot of time today, but we want to make sure that you get what you came for. Information, that's essential. And one of the things we want to talk about tonight is blood cleansing and what eating the wrong foods do to what we call blood cleansing. Is it good for us based on the way we eat? Or does blood cleansing need to be looked at in a completely different way? And I think it does. And we're going to open our mics up here pretty soon because we want you to truly, truly ask the questions that you need to ask pertaining to your diet, pertaining to your rules and laws of eating. What is it that you're supposed to be doing that's unlike other people? And what are we supposed to be doing when we eat food? What is it supposed to be doing for us? How good is it? And what does it do to us when it's not? So blood cleansing is one of the areas we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about also what eating the wrong foods and having our blood not being clean, what does it do to our mental ability? A key element. I was sitting here reading earlier today, curing and preventing mental illness by our brother on his essay that's posted on the School of St. Thomas website. It was just such an interesting paper that he's done talking about, you know, how we can prevent and we can cure our mental illness. And most of the time we have to ask ourselves this question, what is mental illness? You know, we hear these words all the time. We hear diet. We hear mental illness. We hear trauma. We hear all these words. But we never ask ourselves the question, what does it really mean? Because it came to us in a foreign language because we know that English is the last language on the planet Earth. So we know we're not getting the proper information definition-wise and the mental illness that we're talking about here. It's the mental illness, the illness of the whole body, because it's all interconnected and integrated, everything about us, interconnected and integrated. So we want to kind of touch bases on that today, and we just want to, as I said, push one on your phone and raise your hand and ask a question that you may want to ask pertaining about something, in particular food, in your diet that you should be on while we're doing this month of fasting, especially the Muslim. There's so much stress that goes on in that. How does it affect you when you're fasting? How does your mental state affect you when you're fasting? How does your physical state affect you when you're fasting? How does the medication that you're on affect you when you're fasting or not fasting? What are you doing after the fast? Are you getting enough sleep? What is your mental state? So all that combination today, we're going to just tie it into blood cleansing. How about that? We're going to make it real simple for you. So what I do, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 questions on my phone already. It looks like they're from
Excellent.
Who are fasting. So we just want to open up and just do a little, you and I just, with the kids stay in school, just kick it for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we're going to make it easy. I'm sure everybody's been studying and reading and listening and taking their time and taking in all this information. So we're not going to overwhelm them tonight. We just have a conversation between you and I and ask some of these questions and just discuss the state of the African-American community, the state of the Muslim community, the state of the whole country, the state of the whole
world. The state of the world.
What's wrong? What is it? Not what happened to us. What? No, not what's wrong with us. What happened to us, okay?
Absolutely.
So we can open up with what is health, and we can get into some. We only have like 45, almost 50 minutes left, and we want to make sure we maximize the minimum. All right. Abdul Shaheed, once again, as-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. And we give the greeting to all of the Muslims that's fasting, Ramadan Mubarak, and all our Christians that are also going through the Lent season. Wish them peace as well. Peace be unto you. That can only come from the Almighty. Brother Rashid, we certainly appreciate this opportunity to share the information of what we've learned from cytometry. And we're still learning a lot of information. So the beginning of the beginning, the beginning of making of a disease, where does it start? And we said on this program a few times, Brother Rashid, that our whole body is made from a matrix. The eye is a matrix. Our skin, matrix. Our blood, white blood cell, red blood cell, platelets, all these are made from a matrix. So whenever our matrix is fissured, meaning have cracks in it, or have some impurities in it, then that would be the making of a disease. There are three events that marks the beginning of every disease. Of course, our body is made of cells, 75 to 100 trillion of cells, and we have to take care of them. They are 1/50th of a pinhead. That's their size. So we all should be able to see how easy it is for them to become congested. And then we have the matrix. The matrix is the ground substance from which our body is made up of all the cells, all the organs, the tissues, everything that's made that make it up. So tissue, the organs, the blood cells, and all these things, the Krebs, the membranes, are made up of the matrix. This is the ground substance, all of the vitamins, the mineral, the trace mineral. And just to give people an example, some of those things are ferric iron, calcium, magnesium, zinc, copper, vitamin E, vitamin A, B vitamins, magnesium, phosphorus, silicon. All these are the ground substance from which we are made. And then we have heat, thermal energy, coming from magnesium and hydrogen, electricity. We all know our body is ran by electricity. We might not understand the interworking of it, but we all know that's what it is. And our body give off heat. So our cell has to have all these resources. And we need good cholesterol, HDL, within our system. But as we eat food and exposed to air pollutant, toxic, radioactive isotope, fungus, viruses, bacteria, all these things in the air, they're in the food, and they're in the water. So consequently, the pressure from those things that circulate in our blood cause our matrix to be fissures. And then if there's a crack there, that means the impurity that's in our blood is going to fill up the cracks. That's in our matrix to make matters worse. And people do not understand that they need to take care of their cells. They don't know what to do to take care of their cells, to take care of their blood. So blood neglect, cell neglect, all these things cause a disease. This is what happened. In a nutshell, Brother Rashid, that's why we have a disease, because the communication between the cells, the genes, the DNA, and the three RNA will be smashed. And if that communication is not restored, the cells are compelled to produce diseases, symptom and disease, to get your attention. And this is the most important part of what we're talking about. the dissension and the disease that we have is not meant to kill us. This is the thing. They're not meant to kill us. They're meant to get our attention and do something about putting things back to normalcy. What is a disease, Brother Rashid? It's an anomaly. It's not normal. It's not normal for a human being to have a disease, because a disease is an abnormality in the organ, in the tissue, in the lymphatic system, in the blood, in the membrane, in the crypt, somewhere in the body. And we're not supposed to have it. If we put things back to normalcy, the disease would be cured by the cells themselves. But since no one is teaching us this, now we have the American School of Symptomatry to teach us this. It is important that we put things back to normalcy. This is where the repair and maintenance comes in. This is the first mistake that the human being made. No one taught them about the repair and maintenance that must be done around the clock. We were misinformed and thought that all we had to do was to eat food, drink water, and go to the bathroom a few times a day, and we'll be healthy. How is that working so far? It's not. All over the world, people are getting sicker and sicker. And here's another thing that we all should remember. Food does not cure diseases. Herbs do not cure diseases. And pharmaceuticals certainly do not cure diseases. They all treat the symptoms. Food gives us sustainable energy, no more, no less. Now, what are we to do? To remove the anomaly, to put things back to normalcy. So symptomatry holds the key to do all of those things. And we must, at the same time, modify our diet, modify our lifestyle, and enforce the health rules. We have to learn what they are. How are we going to understand health rules when we don't know them? That means someone has to teach us. We didn't come here with a manual of how this body operates in our hand to give to our parents to teach them. No. That's not what happened. But with your car and your home, it comes with a manual. Tell you how everything operates. They have system in the house, system in the car. When something go wrong, malfunction, it tell you what you have to do. It talks to us about the maintenance and the upkeep that must be done so everything works efficiently. Our body is no different. Matter of fact, that's where they got those ideas from, the human body. Mm. So our body has to be maintained and repaired. The human body is high maintenance. We've been misled to believe that it's low maintenance. We don't have to do anything but eat and drink water. That's about 10% of what we have to do. And here's the other thing. All the systems are interconnected, they're integrated, they're interdependent, and they're interrelated. And they operate as one biological unit. In other words, if your digestive system is not working properly, well, that's going to impact your mental health. It's going to impact the mental health. If your mental health is not intact, your overall health of the body will be impacted, and the mind. Both will be impacted. The physical body and the mind, which is invisible, it is the abstract part of our brain, and it also will be impacted. So our mental health depends on the health of our digestive system. I hope we're making the connection. If we think we can just eat anything and be able to make excellent decisions and that our brain will be optimized, it's not going to happen. We must use science to select our food, and then the food must be cooked scientifically, must be cooked properly. And our water must be selected scientifically. All water is not the same. All food is not the same. The air we breathe, they're not the same. They're different quality. Some air more polluted than others. What about the air quality in your car, on your job, in your home, in the stores you go in and out of? What about the quality of the air? Even in the emergency room, what's the quality of the air that you're breathing? Is it fungus in those machines? Is it fungus in the air duct, the air system? You don't know. But all these things will impact our health. This is planet Earth, brother and sister, and planet Earth has many predators and toxins, poison everywhere. And we have to become more and more aware of these things. This is where our diseases come from. We keep making mistakes. And we now it's time for us to correct them, because now we have the science to be able to help us to do it. And we can be making excellent decisions, selecting our food scientifically, cooking it scientifically, and living on this planet scientifically. So I think that might be somewhat of a overall summary of tonight's program, Brother Rashid. And those people who might have a question already, we can entertain them.
Yeah, that was definitely a nice, that's for sure. I hope we're
breaking things down for our listeners. I hope we were breaking things down.
You know,
this is the time to break things down, understand what we have to do. We're all in a situation, most of us that's on this phone, to reset our life, so to speak, and come out on the other side in a much better condition, and don't go back to the old way. Continue moving and advancing, making progress for ourselves and our family and our community. This is the whole effort of Ramadan.
Sure. You know, one of the questions I did have here before I asked this particular question, a question was asked, how many parts are there in the body? You know, so when that question was asked, it was just a mind-boggling question, because that takes a thought to be concerned about how many body parts you have, you know.
Yeah, but sometimes we have broken it down. There's 220 segments of the human body, 220. There are over 200 different cell type, over 75 to 100 trillion cells. Each one of those cells has a nucleus. Inside the nucleus, you'll find the DNA, the genes, the chromosome, and chromatin. Outside the nucleus, in the cellular organelle, you find a number of organelles. All these things are designed to keep us healthy and keep us on the paradigm of normalcy. Over 220 segments of the human body. And all you got to do is get a medical dictionary, anatomy and physiology. Yeah. They have them broken down there.
Yes, sir. But, you know, and the complicated thing to what came to my mind was that how do each one of them work? You know, you got the large intestines, you got the small intestines, you got the kidneys, you got the liver, you got the stomach, you got the heart, you got the esophagus, you got the brain, the lungs, just a few of
the pancreas, the spleen, the gallbladder, the appendix.
So,
it just keeps going on and on and on.
I know, you know, so when you don't even know the functionality of each one of those, you may know the name of what's in your body, but how do they work? You know, so we start talking about 200
cells. How do they work, Brother Rashid? How do we keep them healthy?
Yes, well, that's the best word. That is truly the best word.
How do you keep them healthy? Because your doctors, they know the anatomy and physiology, the anatomy and the body parts and all these things, the physiology, how they work and function. But the key thing, they don't know what make it healthy. If they knew what made it healthy, they wouldn't be ministering drugs. Because drugs do not make them healthy.
that is a fact.
It's made from nutrients and nutrients and resources.
Mm-hmm.
Nutrients.
Yes,
what are nutrients? Vitamins, the minerals, the trace minerals, the amino acids, and all these things.
You know,
and those things are not found in pharmaceuticals. They're not found in herbs.
That's right.
And much of the food that we eat, they're not in there.
that's
the problem.
Yes, indeed. You know, when you think about the magnificent body, I mean, you know, and then the
magnificent.
I always say this. I'm still trying to figure out how in the world can my mommy and daddy get together and have a pleasurable experience and all of a sudden hear this big body come out of my mother. I mean, that's just an amazing thing.
One cell produced by the sperm fusing with the egg. And that combination produced one cell. And you come out with 75 trillion cells.
Wow. Well, You know, that's something to think about. You know, what a conversation to have with your children. You know what I'm saying? Can you
Excellent.
Imagine sit down and your children tell me they got problems in math and science? No, you don't.
No, you got math and science in your little finger, in your little toe, all these things. And it shows the magnificence of the Creator. No one should doubt if there was a Creator or not. There should be no doubt. We're made from the best substance that came together to produce us, the most excellent symmetry. The human body, you know, Brother Rashid, just thinking about it, the human body cannot be improved upon. There's nothing we can do to make it better. Isn't that amazing? Our job is trying to figure out how everything is operating, how it works, and keep it efficient and give it what it needs. That's what we need to figure out.
Right.
Ourselves have atomic intelligence. They're gifted by the Almighty Source Creator with atomic intelligence. They know how to figure things out. And things are timed. You know, there are three trimesters when the babies get ready to come here. Everything is perfectly timed.
Yeah.
If the cell has the nutrient that they need, they will perform absolutely flawless. But if nutrients are lacking and resources lacking and the mother have no clue, then that's when things begin to come be fouled up.
Yeah, I see. I tell you, bro. What a magnificent! I mean, that don't make you sit down and think, man. I don't know what will. Yeah, and we walk around with it 24/7 every day.
Yes.
It don't.
How
happen.
Can any human being think that they are inferior? No, you couldn't make it here if you were inferior.
Yes.
You
sir.
Couldn't have made it here. The mere fact that we made it here, Brother Rashid, that we're winners and we're successful just by making it here.
Right.
How are you going to be inferior and make it here? And then you abuse the body and send it through all these different changes, and it still hang on and take care of you.
Yep. Yeah.
After all the abuse it takes from you.
I'm telling you, bro. It truly is amazing. Well, let me
That's
ask
amazing.
You one question. We have one person has two questions. One is how the timing of the heart, how many beats does it beat per minute? And the other one is, when you say blood cleansing, I'm just reading it out, what parts of the body does blood cleansing affect? Now we know it. All we got to do is think about it. Now, but I'm going to ask the
blood goes everywhere. Blood circulates everywhere.
It comes from a young person, so I'm going to let you take the time and just share with her the importance of the tissues and capillaries and all that kind of stuff that blood flows through. And what rate it flows, just like the beat of the heart. I think that's two things that it should be concentrated on: how fast the blood flow, and how many heartbeats do you have per minute? So I'll just let you have go with this one. She's listening. 15 years old.
Several questions tied up in that one question. Many different facets of that question.
She's talking to a 15-year-old. Who's probably doing science right now, and she's probably asking this question, or maybe a question on her test. Who knows?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to relate to the creation. We're going to relate to the creation. Speed. Everything in our body must not only move. This is the first law of physics, classical physics. The first law is movement. Everything under our skin, Brother Rashid, and the person who asked that question, must move. Everything is moving. If it comes to a halt, that is death. Life is about movement. So everything under our skin is moving. Nothing is standing still. That is the first law of physics. If you're in violation of that law, for example, if you have a blood clot somewhere blocking things, then that will be in violation of the first law of classical physics, movement. Then you will have a problem. And the microbes inside of us going to come and investigate why the blood is not moving here. What's going on? Then that will be a problem for them because they're going to be upset. These are the enforcers to the health rule. We're born with them. They're already inside of us. They're going to come and investigate. You don't want that to happen. So things must flow. And the next law of classical physics, all you got to do is think about the creation, how things must move. Everything is moving. You look at an ant bed, a pile of ants. You look at them, they're always moving, never standing still.
Right.
Working, building bridges, building houses, having babies, moving eggs, doing all kinds of stuff. You never see them standing still. And that's what's going on under our skin, because our cell must divide to produce new cell to take place of old cell. Neurotransmitter replaces old neurotransmitter. Acetylcholine esterase removing old acetylcholine and replacing it with new acetylcholine. This is going on with every brain eccentric, body eccentric, cell eccentric. And not only are those things moving, they must move at the speed of light. So that's one of the things that was taught in science. How fast does light travel? They speak in terms of things in light years. When you start speaking about space travel, light years. So what's the speed of light? 186,000 miles per second. That's how things are supposed to be moving in our body. Our blood speed of the blood, that's what it's supposed to be doing. The speed of producing enzyme, the speed of producing neurotransmitter, the speed of producing cortisol, insulin, everything should be done at the speed of light. If those things slow down because we have poison and toxin and concretion and gouty deposit, cholesterol deposit, calculus, marble, gravel, sand, stone in our blood, and over 70 blood impurities circulating in our blood, it's going to tend to slow things down. And we'll be in violation of the first two laws. Laws of motion and the law of speed. Those things by itself will activate diseases in us. So our heart is very important to the speed of our blood. We must have normal blood pressure, normal blood pressure, not hypertension, not hypotension, low blood pressure. It must not be too high or too low. Either one will be a violation. So we must have normal blood pressure. If our heart has the right blood pressure, then the blood can move at the speed of light. If we remove the poison and the toxic and those blood impurities, we have blood impurities in our blood because we eat food. Every time we eat food, Brother Rashid, there's going to be blood impurity in our blood. This is what happened from the biochemical processes that take place in our body. And these things break down, and the nutrients and all the resources, the byproduct of that is waste, and this waste will be emptied into our blood. We have that. This is why the lymphatic system, our garbage disposal system, and the lymphatic vessel parallels the blood vessel to keep the blood clean, to keep the blood clean. But if the garbage is not being removed by us and we're not producing enough lymphocytes, those cells that eat away the garbage, where's the garbage going to go? We have to carry the garbage out. If we don't carry the garbage out or ionize it or remove it, then it's going to find its way back into the blood. That's after it has been absorbed by all of the organs, the tissues, the Krebs, the membrane, all these things are going to be absorbing blood impurities, compromising everything. What can the cells do to nourish themselves and to produce brain and body and cell eccentric if they are coated with garbage? Absolutely nothing, Brother Rashid. And this is the problem when it comes to diseases. We didn't take care of our cells. That's called cell neglect. We didn't remove the blood impurity from our blood. That's called blood neglect. And it's our responsibility to do all of these things, and nobody ever told us. So we all can become disease-free, free of disease, and most diseases are preventable if you know what to do and how to live on this planet. Normal blood pressure, the beat of the heart, that would be an indication of normal blood pressure. The average person's heartbeat, 70 to 90 meters per minute. You can look it up, Google those things. Just ask Google. Ask Shake Google. It will tell you exactly what it is. So our heartbeat shouldn't be too fast. It shouldn't be too slow. And people have to put in pacemakers, mechanical devices, because sometimes the heart skip a beat. It is beating too fast. It's not beating fast enough. Why is this a problem? It's a problem, Brother Rashid, because we have a natural pacemaker inside of us already. The Almighty did not leave out anything. It is called the SA node. If that SA node become congested, then you would have to remove the congestion. Where can you go to remove the congestion from the SA node? The American School of Symptometry. Symptometry, symptomatic sign. It has the product to ionize, hydrolyze, and oxidize the congestion from the SA node, and then your heart will beat at the regular pace. Natural pace, the normal pace. Isn't that amazing? You don't need a pacemaker. You already have one inside of you. Figure out what's wrong with it. It's congested with those things I just talked about, the blood impurities, the garbage, the concretion. So I think that kind of answered that question.
Yeah, I think you made it very plain, very simplistic, you know, and I think the person is thankful. With detailed answers.
Because if my blood pressure is not normal and the heart is weak and not able to push the blood, the heart represents the pushing force, the pushing force. See, our body operates through force and energy. We are energy dependent. Nothing works in our body without energy. We must always produce the energy that we're going to use. If we don't, we'll be on an energy deficit. And we always should produce an enzyme deficit. I mean, if we produce an enzyme deficit, we have to produce an enzyme surplus so we don't run out of enzyme. And the same thing about energy. We need an energy surplus. That means we have to take care of the mitochondria, the main source of energy for our cells. The mitochondria, that's one of the cellular organelles.
Well, you know, here's a really great question here. I've listened to your show several times, and I do know that the food from most of the food that we eat in the stores and the soil has not given us the proper vegetation
nutrients.
For us to get proper nutrients. So, okay, if you take along with your shortcomings a supplement of any type, and if you can recommend.
Yes, we recommend the one from Symptometry. Here's the thing about supplement, see? Supplement or molecule, these are the two things that Symptometry provide. It provides the particulates, the polymers, to remove the garbage from the cells, the garbage from our blood, the concretion, the garbage from the membrane, all these things. The garbage must be removed because if the cells are surrounded by garbage, they'll be on lockdown so nothing get in and nothing get out. And that's the potential for a disease to occur. Also, in order to give the cells what they need, we need molecules. Those nutrients I just named earlier, there are about 19 of them.
Right.
Along with the resources required, heat, thermal energy, electrical energy, magnetic energy, HDL, water, all these things, glucose, all these things are resources for our cells, along with the 19 core building blocks we named earlier. Those are the nutrients that our cell must have. So if they're not in the food, then we must take molecules to make up the difference. And molecules are dehydrated nutrients that are properly combined. Everything in the universe must be properly combined in order to use them. Things are created in a certain way. If you don't combine them in a certain way, you have to know how to combine electrolyte and non-electrolyte. So everything is made from atoms, A-T-O-M-S. Atoms combine to form what? Molecules.
Right.
And everything, and this is how the food is. Food is a large complex molecule, and we must be able to digest it, break it down into various nutrients. But unfortunately, it also contains garbage. It also contains poison and toxic. It also contains additives, preservatives, coal tar derivatives. All these things are in the food, too.
And this is where the blood impurity come from. It also have the herbicide, the pesticide, the fungicide that been sprayed on them, and whatever else is in the air. See, we take those things for granted. And
yeah.
Then they also have microbes. Microbes, those things you cannot even see. That's why they're called microbes.
Right.
You can't see them with your eyes, but they're there. You're all over that that salad you're getting ready to eat raw. You didn't neutralize them, and you didn't soak them in saline salt solution. So you got a mouthful of microbes you're getting ready to eat, and you should keep them things from your body. You already got plenty enough inside of you already. You're going to add more.
Right. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So food not only have the nutrient, but they also have microbes and the radioactive isotope and a lot of other poison. And we have to neutralize those things. And don't take them for granted when you eat food. Most humans think food is the salvation. But food can also be a killer.
Yes, sir.
When we have a disease, Brother Rashid, 90% of the time, it came from what the person is eating.
Right. Okay. Well, we've learned quite a bit as we begin to wind down, you know, 220 segments of the human body, 200 cell types, how fast blood flow, the heartbeat, and these were excellent questions, and I think
excellent question. Coming from a scientist.
Yeah. You know, and then there you go. And the thing about, you know, the fact that blood clot, you know, when you think about that, you know, soon you said blood clot. It made me realize.
Yeah, it slows things down.
You know, that is the laws of physics. You know, if blood cannot flow, it clots. And then you're going to be attacked somewhere. I mean, heart attack, aneurysm, you know, some form of blockage program, you know, arthritis. You know, all these particular things that we have these pains and aches and don't take the time out to really research them. So you have clots, you have dirty blood. When you have dirty blood, that's what it is. It's clotting up. It's like anything else. It is definitely, then to talk about the natural pacemaker that we have. Here we are putting pacemakers in our body, and we haven't even addressed our own internal pacemaker. And what is that
exactly.
called again? What's the name?
S-A node. That's what it's
S-A
called. Node. N-O-D-E.
Yeah. You know,
it maintains the pace of the heart. The Almighty did not leave out anything. Everything that's in our body should be there. So why should we allow someone to remove something?
Evasive.
Because they don't know how to make it healthy. So they think, since I don't know how to make it healthy, I just remove it. And what are you going to put in to replace it? Some gadget?
Like somebody has the ability to recreate what God created. I mean, it's
exactly.
something to think about.
A substitute. Do you want a substitute inside of you?
Yeah. You know, here we got a perfect creation. And then you come, I can take care of that. Oh, I can add to that. But, you know, you devalue your own self and you don't have any value in what someone else is doing to you. You know, it's like amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's laughable, Brother Rashid. It is laughable. We have to go in another direction. We've been led in the wrong direction for too long. 1,700 years, Brother Rashid, 1,700 years, allopathic medicine has been in charge of our medical care. That should tell us something.
Yeah,
we're going in the wrong direction.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And people are not getting healthier; they're getting sicker.
You know,
that's the testimony right there.
There it is. There it
and when it comes to African American people, we are at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Every disease you name, any disease, we'll be at the top of the list. On it.
Right. Yep.
It would affect
you
the most.
You're absolutely correct. So that excellent symmetry that God created has now been affected by something that this world has brought about in our lives, you know. So it is truly, you know, we just have to stay on this human body. You know, if we can sit here and talk about different parts of the body, the different sections of the body, the different cell types of the body, you know, the different level systems are, the many, however many systems there may be. We can talk about that all day long, and we would not even scratch the surface on how this thing
works.
We
wouldn't even scratch the surface about how
you
this body operates.
It's just so amazing when you think about the human anatomy and the functionality of it, you know. And here we are taking out parts and having parts, you know, corrected and taking veins from your leg and putting in your heart triple bypasses and all these particular types of things.
All these
and
different things.
Who's to say you don't know when you're going to have a heart attack? You don't know what's going to happen to you, because one little blood clot can create something overnight based on something you put in your system, something you ate, something you drunk, that now has affected you and your life is being destroyed. So you, my goodness, my brother, I'm telling you, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And I'm so looking forward to the continuation of education from what we do. And also the most important thing for those who are on the line, there's a great website. I mean, you just have to go on the website. And Brother Abdul is going to share that website with you before we get off the line. But we have about 8 minutes to go, and we want to make sure that we close out and provide people with information, and particularly that we're on at 4 o'clock. For the next 3 weeks, we'll be Central Standard Time. And there will be 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern. And so we know we have an early schedule, and I know some people probably still at work and haven't had the opportunity, but I did send out the email and the text is out with the link explaining that if you missed the show, then here's the key, here's the link that you can click on and hear the recording. And it's just so important during this special blessed month, this blessed time of year for those who are celebrating Lent and those who are celebrating Passover and Muslims, and particularly the Muslims. You know, this is a special time. It is a time you should want to educate yourself, be made more aware of what you walk around with 24/7 as you begin to take in and feast on the information that you get from the Quran, information that you feast on by eating, information that you hear. The feasting that takes place is a whole reset remedy that has to be addressed. And what, you know, take an hour out of your life. Take an hour out of your life and just think about, we're talking about you. And that's the most important thing. And we talk about healthy you. We talk about optimal health. And more importantly, we talk about the science of all of those particular things. So we want to kind of shut down, excuse me, close down a little bit here and allow you the opportunity to get closing remarks and let everyone know how to reach you, need to be, and email addresses. So and so, Brother Abdul, you take your time and share.
We certainly appreciate it, Brother Rashid. We certainly appreciate it. We appreciate our listener, and we hope people are listening and taking notes or go back and listen to the recording, because these things could save our life. It could make us more knowledgeable, and that's what's missing, the knowledge. We've been misinformed, miseducated, uneducated, diseducated, but now we have a science, a healing science called symptometry, the symptometric science, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell. That's what the symptometry study, you know. So there are things that we've been brought to, that have been brought to our attention. I hope we take these things seriously. What we eat, what we drink, and the substance and chemicals that we expose ourselves to can affect our cells' behavior and their function and their structure. And they can affect them in the following three ways. There's not a whole lot that we really have to learn to get things back on track, to get normalcy back in us, to cure our disease. Why allow somebody to give you stuff to treat the disease when you can cure it? It's just taking a little knowledge and a little know-how. And that's what symptometry is able to teach us, how to cure the disease and go on, move on with something else. So number one, they will call all those things we mentioned earlier, the food, the air, the water, those things that we expose ourselves to, they will cause us to have pH imbalance and iron loss. And they will also fill our blood with blood impurities that we've been talking about. These are the things that we're talking about. We have to remove these things. And they will make us violate the pH rules, the iron rules, the natural laws, the laws of physics, and the rules of health. and we'll be talking more in detail about the pH rule, the natural law, the laws of physics, and the rules to health. You have to know what they are. You have to understand and must understand how they work inside of us. The same laws that operate outside of us operate inside of us because we're part of the creation. The Almighty Source Creator created system to keep us in check, to keep the balance, to keep the normalcy. And we must stay within that perimeter of normalcy. So, brothers and sisters, our listeners, if you have a need to contact us, please go to the website of the American School of Symptometry, not for profit. And that website is amsos.org, amsos.org. That is the website for the American School of Symptometry. Click on articles. You see tons of articles, and they're broken down where almost anyone can understand and read them. Many different symptoms and diseases are explained and the mistake that the person made and what must be done for that person to recover, cure their disease, not just treat the symptom. Cure it and move on to something else. This is what we have at our fingertip, so to speak. And if you have a need to contact us personally, feel free. Our number is 678-572-7269. 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Also, brothers and sisters, we have a program on AM360, Blog Talk Radio, every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can always join us and invite others to join us. We share the same kind of information that we share on this platform on the science of health in you. Please join us every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time by dialing in to 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Those numbers again are 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. And you also can listen in online at am360.org. Every Saturday and Sunday morning, we have a morning Talim where we also share information about health. Our health is very important, brothers and sisters. It helps us to have a better mindset and make better decisions. So you can also join us by dialing into 267-876-3648. That number again is 267-876-3648, and the passcode is 289-2322-POUND, 289-2322-POUND. And that's from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, every Saturday and Sunday morning. Brother Rashid, I think that's about it. I think I covered everything. We certainly appreciate working with you on the science of health in you, and we will continue, God willing, to continue to share more information about how our body operates and how to cure diseases at the cellular level, at the DNA level, and at the blood level, the lymphatic level, all these things. And we can all learn this information just like I know it. All we have to do is just study a little bit, be put in the right direction.
Right.
That's it.
They're talking about root-based therapeutics, you know, how to get to the root of everything.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you again, and we want to thank our listening audience who have tuned in tonight on the Science of Health in You. And we also want to let you know that here on IWDM Radio, there are other programs that take place, educational programs that take place in all the learning labs. And with this learning lab also, the Science of Health in You is a learning lab as well.
So tomorrow we have, once again, the times have changed. At 5 o'clock Eastern, we're on with Parenting Reconstruction Learning Lab. My favorite show that comes on IWDM, Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. You know, we learn so much. And, you know, as old as I am, I'm still learning about this. So I have grandchildren who I use to get this information for myself so I can help them and have my daughter and my son participate in it. What a great lab. Tell a friend about it. Tell you someone about it. It is an outstanding publication here on IWDM Radio. That starts at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central, and that will be 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And what follows that particular show was the MGM Roundtable, the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, but that show has been put off until Saturday. So you can always hear that show as well on Saturday morning at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern. You know, and that show is also a most powerful show with some of our wonderful leaders and teachers in our community throughout the country. And that show, again, Saturday morning at 12 o'clock Central, 1 o'clock Eastern. And it takes us to Thursday. Well, Thursday we have the, oh, my goodness, you have the marriage roundtable. We have the, hang on, let me get it right now. Is there, we have the marriage roundtable that comes on Thursday, same time, 4 o'clock. That will come on at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and also 2 o'clock Central. That is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Karan Shakir and Mark Shahid. They both host that show on Thursday. And it's a wonderful show for those of you who are interested in getting married or who are married and want to learn a little bit more about marriage and understand the marriage contract. And one of my favorite sections on there is the sealing the seven C's. Those seven C's are so important to our development. It can enhance the opportunity to be what you're going through in your life and deal with some of the problems that we may have in our life. But it's just a good educational show, family show that helps and assists all of us. So Friday we have Salatu Juma for those who can't get out and get out to the center with Ma'am Sahir in Indiana, Michael Sahir, and he's on every Friday. That'll be 1 o'clock Central Standard Time and 2 o'clock Eastern for Salatu Juma prayer. And on Sunday, we have Words Make People. We have Ma'am Michael Sahir as well. He's on starting at 12 o'clock Central and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Words Make People. And one of our new productions that's on Monday now. So we got Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays and Sunday locked down this Ramadan. We have Nazim Pasha who's on at 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Mondays with his show, ABC, Al-Islam Based Conversation. With Nazim Pasha. That comes on 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And that is the rundown. YWDM, we want to thank the listening audience for coming on and listening to us today. And we look forward to hearing having you come back and ask these positive questions about yourself. And each one of these programs has to do about you. And that's why we always say the science of your health in you, whether it be physical, whether it be mental, whether it be spiritual, you're going to get that need met on IWDN Radio. So with that, my good brothers and sisters, we want to thank you once again.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
who is willing to try
to save a world?
To save a world
that's destined to
that
die.
Is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live,
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak.